asleep.
Went out.
Dingleberry Staples, actually Allied Office Depot. And my quick reference for the FTEM 500, I had it laminated with the heavy lamination and stuck above the visor.
You're trying to remember how to operate the radio sometimes.
Those digital modes. I still haven't played with it yet. Figure out how to use it.
Trying to figure out how I'm going to rearrange everything when the new radio I ordered comes in.
But there, sorry about that.
Yeah, you getting Marshall?
Flex 8600.
I know what it is, but that's about all I know about it.
Excited about it, but it's going to take 12 to 14 weeks to get built and get here. They've got such a backlog since introduced them at Dayton last year.
Time to plan your station out, then.
I wanted a station I could hit remotely, so I ordered the Maestro console that goes with it. And when I go to Florida, I'll take that with me, and then I'll operate the radio from up here, from down there.
Be able to do. Sorry about the delay, though. Watching this car hang around next to my back bumper. But being able to operate remotely would be pretty interesting.
Also helps when I got people visiting, and they're in my shack here as the guest bedroom. I can take the Maestro console into the other room and operate from in there or out the yard, and they won't even know what's happening.
I think I can do that in the living room. I'd actually be able to get into 610 from the house while I'm not sitting at the radio.
I need to spin, but I've wanted one for years. I've chased it. That's why I got the Hermes Light and some other things, trying to do a poor man's version of the Flex. And finally I said, why you spend so much money on all these other radios? Just get what you want.
Hard habit to learn. NC9B.
Intensive 1-2, KO4HKX.
I got my noise problem back this morning for some reason, so I'm going to do mostly listening today. I'll be on the side here, though, guys.
And, guys, I'm going to make a quick stop here, so I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX.
Diesel prices have been doing the same thing. Gas prices just everywhere is all over every other day.
Is that Ken? I'm sorry.
Gas station in Greer was $2.69. This one up here at the other end of Greer is $2.99, and they flip flop all the time. Every other day, it's 20 cents different. So I just wondered if diesel was doing the same.
Diesel's fluctuating as much as gas is. I did see yesterday that Walmart. Their gas stations apparently are not owned by Walmart anymore, or Murphy Gas. I don't know who owns them now. But I noticed it was $2.57 a gallon at the Walmart there in Simpsonville. And up in Hendersonville, it's like $2.60-something. So, I mean, it's all over the place, like you're saying. Diesel, the cubes I've seen, is $3.29 at the QT there in Hendersonville. It's $3.39, $3.49 down here in Greenville.
29 and 80, it was 3.59.
Anywhere around the interstate, it's going up. Ingalls, which I'm sure you know, is 2.79 for gas.
He bailed up Susan's Jeep yesterday, and I had 25 cents off, so that made it a lot better.
Super guy with one of bar lights, riding down the road with it on, blinding everybody.
I'm back, gentlemen.
N 4 KFW.
Driving NC9V. Now I was looking at the place I need to go a Conover, and there's not a way to get there directly. You kind of got to go around your elbow to get there.
Over, I can't remember right now. I'm trying to remember.
A little north of Hickory.
Took 77 and got back out around that way.
321 If you take 85 over to 321, you can take 321 up, then you got to cut through a side road there, probably about 15, 20 miles. And that's probably the most direct route. 21 up to 74, take 74 over to 321. Thought about going that way, too.
There is no good way to get there.
I think I might just take my truck back to the office and get it right over. I'm not too comfortable leaving my truck somewhere.
Thinking the same thing, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Over to the office without worrying about locking my box in the back. I mean, breaking out a window and taking a radio. I'm not sure about the other place.
Diesel prices. Diesel's $3.19 over here, and gas is $2.58. QT there on the corner of Whitehorse and 253.
I don't see how you can have that much of price difference in the same town.
In Greer and Lyman, $2.69, but that one at Highway 80 is $2.99.
There's a QT. QTs on that Whitehorse Road that they ain't 5 miles apart. They're usually different prices.
Let's have a great day. I'll see if I can get a ride over to my truck, I guess. 73, y'all. And C9B. Be safe.
Be careful out there today. KO4HKX.
73 to me on. Have an awesome day. KN4TFW. Work truck isn't at his work. Is that what it is? He has to go pick it up somewhere.
Go over to Penske and pick up the truck. They were having it serviced, I guess, last night. So he's having to catch a ride over there. Come here, you could have given him a ride.
Greer somewhere?
I'm not exactly sure where it's at, but it's down there off of 14 below you somewhere, if I remember correctly.
That ain't no problem. It wouldn't have been that much out of the way.
Figured, but that's neither here nor there. Done now. Med this week?
Med? I don't know what's up with him. I haven't heard from Dude or David.
That neither. I have to shoot out some text messages here today.
If Dude ain't down at the beach somewhere.
Possible, but he's going to have to do a better job letting us know when he's leaving.
You can worry about him, right?
Been to repeater range yet? I guess he's still having 85 blues.
Serious pain, that's for sure.
This morning either.
You in early.
Susan due for Valentine's Day.
To the El Matador on that Thursday because she had to do a double on Valentine's Day. And Saturday we ran out, did a little bit of, went to a couple of stores, and then they went. I wanted a certain kind of beer, and the only one that had it was over there on Woodruff Road at that Total Wine. And then we swung by the jewelry store. I picked her up a ring that I'd been wanting to get.
Some of that stiff pinky beer, is that what you went after? I call it stiff pinky, where you drink your wine glass with your pinky sticking up.
Looking for some of that George Killian's Red, and that niece can find it in the grocery store, no trouble, but now I had to go all the way to Woodruff Road to get it.
Joke about people drinking their wine glasses with their pinky stuck up in the air, you know, on them old movies and stuff like that.
Have you ever stopped in that Southern Growl right there?
Been in it.
Yuppie food, you know, it's stuff that makes the younger people think they're getting something or whatever. They ain't got any real food in there.
Makes places like that. That's the way it's gotten up around Brevard. All the foo-foo, yuppie stuff. And they call it Southern cooking. And I'm like, there ain't no traditional Southern cooking in here. Don't have all that stuff with that.
A few wings and that, but it was like, man, they were way overcooked. The prices are just high. I mean, all it is really a beer joint, you know what I mean? And, you know, with 40 different kinds of beers.
Somebody else, that's where they want to go.
We ended up over there. My sister wanted to go there with her boyfriend and that, so we went over there to meet him. But if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't go. Table service.
Real fast food.
The menu, and you go to it, they tell you what table to go to. They don't even show you where it is. And then when you decide what you want, then you go up there and place your order, and then they give you a buzzer, and then they buzz you when it's done, and you go over to the pickup window and pick it up.
Would have just turned around and left on that note.
Because to show you, just because the place is packed out doesn't mean it's good.
It's for sure.
There's that Lakeview Steakhouse on 14. Man, it used to be always packed out. Stop there. It's like, man, I was never so disappointed in my whole life. KN4TFW.
Never been in there. I do know the people that own it, though, or owned it.
It's been 20 years, so they could have changed hands by then. It may be a lot better. So it just back then, it was terrible.
Kim and her husband, they bought it and ended up shutting it down because it's shut down now, and then ended up going into the catering business instead.
Just as in an inconvenient spot.
Kind of out of the way. You had to know it was there.
You're finally feeling Lake Cunningham back up.
Looking for.
People doing dock work or doing something with the pumping station or something down there.
Ken, I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful the rest of your trip. I know you got to be getting close, so. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Patrick, have a safe day. Good to talk to you. And I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.